Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is the G.I. Jake Show, featuring Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and your host, the unfiltered, unscripted, loose cannon of Knoxville sports radio, Jake Miller. The G.I. Jake Show starts now on Fan Run Radio.
Welcome in to the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio, live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I'm your host, Jake Miller, alongside Brett Hollander, Marcus Young, and intern Jack, Tennessee, taking on the Kentucky Wildcats. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock on CBS. This is a game in which Tennessee knows its stance. We know that we have won the outright SEC championship. We have an 84.9% chance to win this game. This is a game in which Kentucky's going to try to come in here and they're going to try to score a lot of points like they have as of late. In their last four, they've scored 93, 111, 91, and 117. If you follow the trend over the last four games, that would tell you they're going to score 100 points in this next game. Wrong. It's not going to happen. Against a Rick Barnes coach team. Kentucky might think they're going to come in here and win this game. Wrong. Tennessee's won their last seven. Kentucky might have won their last four with a terrible loss to LSU coming back on February the 21st, 75-74 at LSU. But I look at this game, yeah, Kentucky might lead, you know, in points per game. They might have a better field goal percentage. They might have more assists than Tennessee, which surprises me. They might have more blocks. They might have the same amount of steals. Tennessee might have more rebounds per game. None of that matters tomorrow. What matters tomorrow is you're going to put the exclamation point on a great season in which you're fighting for a number one seed. And a lot of people during this last little bit of gauntlet that we had, you know, would have been happy with 3-1, but you didn't want to lose more than two. Well, guess what? You're 3-0 in your last three. You got one more regular season game tomorrow, and you're going to go out and you're going to win. And let me tell you one thing about these people up there in Kentucky. They're all stupid. Everyone remembers the whole coal mining picture and the guy brought his kid to the game in the coal mining suit or whatever, his little uniform that he had on. Didn't even bother to go to a gas station and wash his face. That guy's nasty. And that's the thing with a lot of those fans that usually come down is they're nasty. They all stink. They all smell like a can of Old Roy beef chunks and gravy. My buddy Ethan said they might even smell like gravy train. Marcus, you just had a look on your face when I said that.
I was just trying to imagine it.
Like, I don't care if you graduated from the University of Kentucky. I don't care if you went for a semester and dropped out. Bottom line, if you went to the University of Kentucky, you're an idiot. You're just like Vanderbilt. You might have a little bit of book smart to you. You have no common sense. You have no sense of how to live. Only thing you need to know is you're going to be working in that coal mine for the rest of your life. Looking like the guy that sat courtside, covered in coal. That was staged. That is not real. There is no way that picture was real. That guy literally looked like he went to the Dollar General, bought a bag of charcoal from Kingsford, and just rubbed it on himself before going to the game. Brett, how you doing today, man?
I'm trying to process what just went on right there with that music and the soliloquy just went on. It was beautiful, though. You ain't wrong. I can't even.
So it's confirmed. The guy literally went to the Dollar General, bought a bag of charcoal, and then just rubbed himself with it.
I mean, I don't know what happened with that guy. It was. I don't know. I guess Calipari did a nice thing, though, right? Wasn't that a nice thing he did for that guy?
No.
And his son?
No.
Okay. No. I mean, it's, again, you're still on cloud nine after winning the game the other night, and it's a rivalry game. You know, they're coming in here, and you know, you want to put an exclamation mark on your regular season title, and you know, you want to send these seniors out on a high note. You don't want to lose to Kentucky in your last game.
No, because the only good thing to ever come out of that state was bourbon and I-75, and that is it. Nothing else.
They let Lofton out of the state.
I mean, Chris Lofton, that might be it.
I'm sure there's other Kentucky guys they let come down here, right?
Yeah, Luke Stocker was one of them, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm interested to see how the game goes. Kentucky made a lineup change probably when their winning streak started. They started bringing – now he's playing more minutes than anybody, but they're bringing Reed Shepherd and Dillingham off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Big Z, who we all worried about, has been getting more minutes recently, so that could be a factor.
He looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum.
But they're soft. You know, we're going to be able to get what we want, and it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I'd rather watch a little up-and-down action, you know, like Kinect get the open floor. You know, so, I mean, I like us to win and, you know, hopefully cut down the nets after the game.
No, we're cutting down the nets tomorrow.
To celebrate what we did in the regular season, you know. That's just step one.
Step one, indeed. I said that Big Z looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum. Is that a good representation for the rest of their fan base? Chewed bubble gum rubbed in charcoal.
You remember, it used to be they'd come down here and the whole stadium would be packed in blue.
Because they refinanced their transmission to come to this game.
Well, so do you think they did that to do that tomorrow?
I don't know. Those interest rates are high right now, man.
Hopefully they don't waste their time.
Oh, my God. I'd love for them to waste their time.
Just think about paying all that money to get down here, and then they have to drive all the way back home, that three and a half hour drive back to Lexington.
Hey, honey, we ain't going to the beach this year. I refinanced the transmission on the
F-150. Get out of here.
I refinanced the transmission to go watch get her ass beat in Thompson Bowling Arena.
Sold the whiskey.
Marcus, how we doing, man? Now that Brett and I have just belittled jobs for 5 minutes.
Yeah, works, man.
I'm pretty good. You know, just having a grand old time. Just wanted to say, because, you know, I wanted to get it out now, but, you know, happy birthday to John Reed. Good friend of mine. He's not the best at trivia sometimes, I've learned, but that's okay. Like, sometimes we have our flaws. But
you've got a nice haircut, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I decided to get a haircut.
You should have waited until we got back on video.
Well, you know, I figured
we can still snap a picture and put it on Twitter, right?
You don't have to take a photo of me.
You and John Reed could take a picture
together. A haircut,
together.
That's something a Kentucky fan's never heard of.
Some don't even have to get one.
They do a buzz cut.
What's that?
They just, you know, get
gotta
a razor.
Gotta keep that mullet strong, right? You're allowed to have a mullet in the
baby, grab the scissors. I need a haircut.
As long as it doesn't get in the way of the canary, I think it's fine. So,
that's true.
You know.
Always put it in.
I'm doing pretty good. Ready for the weekend. Got a lot going on this weekend, so it's gonna be fun, and try to balance that with the basketball game and everything. So I'm literally going to do. Well, I can't say I will. There's a chance I'm gonna be looking at my phone during a wedding on Saturday. So keeping up with the scores and everything.
So that's why the haircut.
Well, I needed to get one done anyway, but yeah. I needed it for the wedding too. So I figured now
you got a date.
You
got a date for the wedding?
No, I don't. It's, you know, going solo.
No, that's probably not a bad thing. Might be some potential there. Or do you know? Is it like a family wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a family.
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably not. Kind
it's gonna be a smaller wedding.
A family wedding? That's only in Kentucky.
Oh, gosh.
Let's clarify real quick. A family member is getting married. A single family member. This isn't Kentucky.
Or West Virginia.
This isn't Alabama. But yeah, no, I'm excited for this weekend. I'm excited for the basketball game. It's going to be a good game. You know, I do worry if we don't win this game, there's no way we cut down the nets for the SEC championship, right?
If we lose, we're not cutting down the nets.
There's no way. So,
but we're given almost an 85% chance.
They may
to win.
Wait to cut the nets down in Final Four time. you know, when you win a national championship, not even do a SEC tournament.
Well, I don't know if you've heard of this series
kinda
before.
Like, but guys don't touch the Stanley Cup, right, till you win it.
Well, I'm a big fan of 30 for 30. I don't know if you've heard of that series before, but, you know, survive in advance during that series. If you remember, their coach had them cutting down the nets for practice because it was – and they even said that it felt weird at first, but then you realize, like, it was kind of fun to do, and it kind of got you excited for wanting to do it for real. And maybe this could be considered our practice. We beat Kentucky. We cut down the nets for the SEC championship, and then
I'd make them stay on the court and watch you do it after you beat them.
Yeah, get our security out there. No. You stay. You watch.
Cal, here's my scissors. Cut this down for me.
Cal might watch.
Baby, I'll refinance the transmission. I need you to go pawn this so I can get some gas to get out of here.
You see what you've done, Kentucky. You see what you've done just existing. You made this man do this all day.
Jack, how we doing, man?
Fantastic. Watched some great basketball last night. I can't wait to watch Celtics Nuggets in June.
I refinanced my transmission for basketball.
I'm excited for Saturday basketball. We'll be going to the Kentucky game, obviously, my last home game as a student. So going to make the most of it. Hopefully we get the dub. Excited.
Going to be exciting indeed. And when you look at everything across the board, like I said, Kentucky might lead in a couple of statistical categories. But Tennessee proved the other day, once again, just how elite this defense can be when you need it to be. South Carolina only put up 59 points. Alabama only put up 74, and we saw what they were doing before that. You let Auburn get 84. Texas A&M, who handled you down in College Station, only put up 51 against us. You hold Missouri to 67, in which that was probably the best game Missouri played all year to a degree. And everything that you point to, you can go even further back. Vanderbilt, you held to 53. Arkansas, you held to 63. LSU, 68. Kentucky did put up 92 on you. But there's a reason that I think we're still number one in KenPom in defense. Is that correct?
I don't know if we're number one KenPom in defense.
I thought we were three, but
we're
up there.
Maybe, yeah.
So, I mean,
still.
Well,
really
the bottom
good.
Line is that you're still one of the best defensive teams in the country. You can't have a performance like you did the other night, though. Everybody's going to have to get involved. Triple J's going to have to get involved. Santee's going to have to get involved. These guys are going to have to knock down some shots because you can't just rely on Adu, Zakai, and Dalton to just carry you through this, being the only ones to put the ball in the basket. Now, I know that Vescovy and Josiah Jordan James are going to make an impact on the boards. They're going to make an impact on the defensive side of the ball, but they're going to have to make it happen on offense. They're going to have to take the ball and put it in the basket. That's what you came here to do. You came here to score points.
Yeah, I mean, you were last time you played them, it was the Josiah and Ziegler show. I mean, Ziegler had 26 and 13. James had 26. You know, as much as you want them to do that again, I just can't. Obviously, you're not going to see that. So, naturally, I think the score is going to be obviously lower scoring than what you saw, 103-92. I mean, Dillingham, you're going to have to figure out something to do with him. I mean, he went for 35. I mean, he just killed us. Shepherd had a decent game. They both fouled out, though. I think it's going to be a game in the 80s. I think it's going to be tight. What do you think the spread's going to be, if you had to guess?
If I were to guess right now what the spread would be, Tennessee 7.5.
7.5. Okay.
That's kind of what I'm going with, and I'm feeling pretty confident in that. What would you put it as, Brett?
I was going to say like 2.5, 3.
Yeah, we're winning by more than that.
Well, I mean, we are, but I mean, that has nothing to do with the spread. I mean, they're usually pretty good at those things. I mean, 7.5 seems like – that seems high. I mean, I don't know. I'd love for it to be that, but.
Bottom line, we're going to win. You know it, and I know it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Marcus, if you were to guess the spread on this game right now, what would you say it would be?
My guess would be about 5.5, 6 points maybe is what I would say it's probably at.
Okay.
I think, you know, whether we like to admit it or not, I think this is going to be a close game, and I think Vegas probably feels that way too. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means from either side, But I definitely think we are the favorites for the game. And I think it's probably going to be probably about, 5.5, 6 points is what I would say.
I think I'm around that also, but I would definitely also take the over. That last game they played, I mean, there was like almost a combined 200 points, so I would expect about the same.
You think Bradshaw is going to mess with Awaka again?
I hope he does. I wish he would.
Give him a kiss again.
Yeah. Make it weird on the basketball court. Like, first of all, like, of all the people to do that to, there's two guys on the team you just don't mess with. Tobey is one of them, Zakai is the other. If you're thinking about messing around and finding out, and you want to try with one of those two, go right ahead.
The two guys you're from just, New York.
You just don't do that to them. I mean, Zakai has told you the stories about how he had to go and play ball. Guy had to get on a train. Guy had to wait. He had to hide in the bathroom, wait on the conductor or whoever, because he would hear the keys walking by. That's when he knew it was safe to get out of the bathroom. That's how he would get on the train and go play ball. Guy's bona fide. The guy is going to have a good game tomorrow. Jonas Adu is going to have a good game tomorrow. Dalton Connect, it's his last game in Thompson Mullen. He might have the game of a lifetime. You never know. He might go for 39 again. I would really love to see him eclipse the 40 mark. I'd love to see him get to 45. I'd love it. If he gets to 50, then if we have work the next day, I guess we'd all just call out because the celebration would be so – I don't know. What's the right word for this?
Well, it's a Sunday, so we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Actually, I have to work on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Got a NASCAR show that we do, Rattling Cages, with myself and JL Steele Sundays.
Yeah, you had all five starters in double figures last time against them.
Yeah.
So –
let's make it happen again. I think that's a great idea. Does everyone agree? Let's make it happen again.
Just win.
Just win. Just win.
That just should be the motto right now. I mean, it's getting ready to be you lose and you go home pretty soon, you know?
We ain't going home.
No.
No, like, we need to get out of that mindset right now.
And this is important for Kentucky because they're flying up the seeds, you know, for the NCAA tournament. You know, they've been one step higher each time, and if they go on the road and beat us, a top five team, number one seed team, they could be a three. They could be looking at a 2-3 seed. So, I mean, it's a big game all the way around. You know, they want to avoid us in the, you know, in the quarters or whatever, or the semis of the SEC tournament as well. They might want to wait to the final. They try and get to the 2 seed.
They very well might.
SEC tournament.
It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be a fun matchup tomorrow. Stay with us. The G.I. Jake Show marches on right here on Fan Run Radio. Here on the G.I. Jake Show right here on Fan Run Radio. Guys, we have launched the 37 Club right here at Fan Run Radio. Members will get exclusive content and merchandise, entries to exclusive events like tailgates this fall, a chance to play in the charity golf event, access to our Discord. Already got one. It's already chimed in on the name of the show, saying that G.I. stands for gastrointestinal.
Does it?
Hmm?
It doesn't, though, right?
Stands for government issue, Marcus.
Oh, okay. No, I was just making sure.
Goodness.
It's always important to know because you never know.
Guys, sign up on fanrunradio.com right now because when you sign up, you're actually entering for a chance to win free baseball tickets to this weekend as Tennessee takes on Illinois. That'll be a fun weekend, not only for baseball but for basketball as well. Go ahead and check it out at fanrunradio.com. As we look at this game, is there anything that remotely worries you guys about this game and then heading into next week for the SEC tournament? Because we all know that we're getting the double bye. We're not going to play until Friday. And trust me, I'd much rather play three games to win an SEC championship than to play five games like some have had to do in the past.
Well, yeah, I mean, the game scares you. They got, you know, as typical, Cal can't coach talented players very well. I mean, they're a talented team. I mean, they've got
– I was just, you know, it was an interesting thing you said there. Go ahead.
It's not wrong.
Okay.
You think Cal's a good coach?
I mean, I feel like he's had some.
Or is he a good recruiter?
Pretty good wins.
For the talent he has, only have one championship, though. It's not very good, right?
I think he was pretty good at UMass, and I don't think he got a lot of talent to go to UMass back in the day. But you know,
well, he had Marcus Camby. He was pretty good, right? Played for the Knicks. Am I wrong? Do you? I said Calipari is a good recruiter, but he's not so much a great coach, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
He's one of the best recruiters of all time, if not the best. He just doesn't – like my thing with Cal, it took arguably one of the best centers in the NBA to win him a championship.
And it wasn't the Anthony Davis we see now, though.
No.
Like, he wasn't that great offensively in college.
He wasn't that great offensively, and he wasn't as bulky back then either. He was a stick at Kentucky. But you got to look, man. I mean, you look at some of his best teams. They go 38-0. Like, they think they are about to go 40-0, win an NCAA championship. They can't get it done. Lost to Wisconsin in the Final Four. Of course, Wisconsin ends up losing to your Duke Blue Devils, Brett.
My Blue Devils.
Your Blue Dew Devils.
My Blue.
Yes. Blue Dew Devils. Yuck. Who we got on the phones, Marcus?
I got someone that's got a bone to pick with you.
Who?
I got Titans Bill.
Oh, boy. What do you say, Titans Bill?
I got a bone to pick with you. I have a lot of friends and a lot of family that lives in the state of Kentucky. And there's a lot of good people that live there.
Okay.
And they're loyal to their basketball team.
They can be as loyal to their basketball team all they want. The bottom line is, Titans Bill, the only good thing to ever come out of Kentucky was bourbon and I-75.
Man, that's a cheap shot on your part, Jake.
That's not a cheap shot. It's the truth.
Yeah, it is a cheap shot,
that's
Jake.
That's the truth, Titans Bill. You know it and I know it.
No, that's bull. Because, look, my mom and dad originally was from Kentucky.
Well, and that's all well and good. I'm just saying.
And look at it this way. There's a lot of good Christian people, especially that lives in the southeastern part of the state.
That they are.
That live in Harlan County and in Bell County.
Well, I'm well aware.
That's very much uncalled for, that remark that you made.
The truth, Titans Bill. You know it's the truth.
No, it is not the truth. It is not the truth, Jake. Come on.
No, it is definitely the truth.
Every
time I drive through Kentucky, Titans Bill, the only thing I see fields, I see cows, I see horses, and I get anxiety because it's such a piece of garbage state.
Don't think so.
I know.
Well, I know that there's one small town in Kentucky that's become garbage, and that's Path Fork. That's in the southeast part. That's in Harlan County.
There you go. That's why we have You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive as one of the bumpers for this show.
So, but you know, outside of that, there's a lot of beauty in there's a lot of beauty in that state. And look at the celebrities from there. Look at the beauty. Look at the celebrities that came from there.
I don't find any of them attractive.
At least two of them made names for themselves in country music, and they are Loretta Lynn, Tom T. Hall, and Dwight Yoakam. And there's another guy that's from Kentucky that's making a name for himself in contemporary Christian music, and that's Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Man, Titans Bill coming in strong.
Not a fan of any of them.
Oh, boy.
We got old Titansville riled up.
Titansville, it's hard to reason with this man sometimes, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you feeling about the Titans with the off-season stuff coming up? You excited?
Well, I am very excited. Of course, the Raiders made a trade with somebody, you know, they were talking to the Titans about maybe a trading up.
Yeah, there's, you know, especially now, there's a couple teams. The Raiders, the Broncos. I think the Broncos have 12. And I think their spot's at 12. That wouldn't be that far of a drop-off, and you probably could get some good picks in the draft. They're going to look for a quarterback, potentially. If there's a quarterback that falls to 7, there are probably some teams who are willing to pay a pretty price to try to move up to get it.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing the Broncos ought to do is pull the Godfather on Rand Carthon, make him an offer he can't refuse.
Hmm. I would be down for that. They need quarterback help, obviously, and there's no reason why they're not going to go for a quarterback in this draft. And it would make sense if the Broncos want to move up, try to get a guy that they like the most. There's a few quarterbacks that might get drafted a little higher than they should, but that happens in every draft.
And with the humongous salary cap that the Titans have, extra.
Yeah, it looks like we've lost Titans Bill. Titans Bill,
Kentucky.
We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, no.
That must have been driving through Kentucky. There ain't no cell phone service up there. Let's get Phil in here next. What do you say, Philly?
What do you say, Jake Smith?
Billy!
There ain't nothing good about the damn state of Kentucky. I don't know what there is good about it.
Well, there is nothing.
I go from politics to everything. It's a trashy place.
I mean, that's what it is, Phil. It's just a bunch of garbage is all that's in that state. You drive through it and all you see are trees, dead grass, cows, horses, and anxiety. That's all you see driving through there. The only good thing about that place is when I'm down I-75 heading into Jellicoe. That's when I know I've just about made it.
Yeah. Now, Lexington's not a bad town. You want to go up there and have a party and stuff. That's about the only good thing about it. But you don't stay too long or wear a Tennessee shirt around, you know.
Yeah. Chris I was asking Jake if he knew, but I mean, I know Lofton's from Kentucky. Didn't we have some other guys from Kentucky that come down and play basketball that let out of the state? There was another good player that came from the state of Kentucky. I can't remember his name.
Well, Rodney Woods came from Kentucky. He was a great basketball player.
Yeah.
That's 4 years old time, but...
I thought there was another one. I'll have to look it up and see.
He was one of the best point guards ever was at Tennessee.
I mean, we've had a few football players come out of there, but, I mean, you're going to get more football players than you do basketball, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. We have had a few good football players come out of there.
Yeah, we had Luke Stocker. He's a pretty solid tight end. Christian Conyer. It's on the team now. He came out of
there. Craig Faulkner was a great wide receiver we had here. He was from Richmond, I think, Kentucky.
Yeah, he was fast.
Yeah,
receiver.
Yeah. He played with Andy Kelly, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember. I remember he could catch the ball pretty good. He got hurt. Curtail his career at Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, guys, are we going to win tomorrow?
I think we're winning tomorrow.
There's no pressure on Tennessee. That's the good thing. And, you know, you got the title wrapped up and just go out there and take care of business now.
I mean, that's all you got to do. I mean, when you really look at it, Phil, I mean, the analytics are saying that we have an 85% chance to win this game. Yeah. Like, they're 100% confident in us. I think the spread's going
to
be somewhere in the mark of 6.5 to 7.5. I think that's what's going to be the line going in this game. And, you know, to Jack's point, you know, the over-under's probably going to be high on this game as well, just considering what happened last time.
It was 159 when we played up there.
That went well over that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's so funny, but I had a good feeling about any of these games we've won. And I just keep having that feeling, you know. We'll just go down and go all the way to the Final Four. That'd be the way to do it, you know?
That's how you do it, Phil. And, I mean, like we've said before, I think this team has a legitimate shot at making that deep run in March that we've been missing for years and years and years. I'm tired of not making it. I'm tired of having that over our head that VCU, George Mason, who else has made a Final Four before us? FAU.
A lot of teams.
Who else?
Loyola Chicago.
Loyola Chicago.
Chicago.
Sister Jean, that bag of dirt.
Even like San Diego State, you know, like team, weren't they in it just last year or 2 years ago, San Diego State?
Yeah, they made it to the championship.
I mean, Houston. Sure, I mean, Houston had a kind of a pretty good basketball program, I guess.
Scotty Hobson was the guy I was thinking of that came out of Kentucky,
yeah,
by the way.
That's right, yeah. That's how I think who I was thinking of, too.
Yeah, he came out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
That's right, yep.
He was a talented player, but he never reached his potential. He's sort of like a – I'm trying to compare a football player as like him at Tennessee. You know, one that was five-star and then, you know, was good, but wasn't great.
Bryce Brown.
I think.
Yeah. Hey, Philly, what I heard you got flushed yesterday. What happened with that?
Well, I guess you keep track of the view, don't you?
I keep it on when I'm – doing some riding around town, things like that. I support the station.
I did hear you crack a beer at Bryant the other day. I kind of enjoyed that. And they know everything, you know. And, they don't treat your cop. They think that it's okay to. They say freedom of speech has consequences. It sure does. It really does have consequences.
Well, I mean,
if they don't agree with your opinion, then they flush you.
Well, Phil, I mean, I look at it this way. I mean, you're calling in to speak your piece because that's your First Amendment right. Well, when they don't let you speak, that's, you know, violating the constitutional rights of everybody.
Yeah. And then once you get off, they rip you for 2 or 3 hours.
Jake, you're going to say you've never flushed somebody? You're going to look me in the face and say you've never flushed anybody?
Have you flushed anybody, Marcus?
I've wanted to. I don't get that power.
Oh.
I get overruled, which is unfair.
Just Marcus has kind of got milder since he left the View.
Well, he doesn't have to get as angry.
Milder. I feel like I've argued a lot more since I've been
here. Well, you do argue on this show?
Well, you know, Brett says silly things a lot, and so I always have to, you know, try to correct him and make sure, you know. But, you know. Phil, I have to ask because, you know, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, I'll pull a page from Brett's book.
What?
Do you think that maybe you were feeling a little too negative, though, after winning that championship? Like, you know, it's an accomplishment. You know, I know it's not the actual thing that we want. We want the big trophy, but it's still a pretty good win, right?
Believe me, I was happy we won it. I just, you know, the View, me and the View just don't seem like it's a good combination, you know.
Well, you thought South Carolina was going to win, right?
Yeah, I really did. I mean, they come down in the auction, kicked their butt. And,
it's not wrong.
It seemed like a bad matchup, and Barnes totally outcoached Paris. South Carolina, I don't know why they didn't try to go inside and get Tennessee in foul trouble, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely one of those kind of strong, you know, I'm going to move you, you're not going to move me type of basketball team. So I was kind of shocked by that too. And it really didn't feel like they were trying to go into the paint too much until
the end.
Until the very end, which was, you know, it's one of those things where it's almost like what Golden State did with Boston, where they're like, we're going to let Jaylen Brown shoot the three because we don't think he can make it, and then he starts making it, and you're like, all right, now we got to change up our game plan. And it felt like, South Carolina just changed up their game plan a little too late.
Yeah, they just kept throwing threes up there, and that's how they got behind. And Tennessee was letting that right, they're letting him shoot them and trying to keep the other guys from shooting them. It was funny. They got smart and tried to guard the ones that killed him in the last game.
That's how you correct your mistakes. You just don't do the same thing you did the last time, because the definition of insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting a different result.
Barnes is good in rematches, and Kentucky swept us last year, didn't they, in basketball?
Did we just play them?
So we got to return the favor this year.
Yeah, they beat us twice last year. We lost up there, and then when they came down here.
I thought we beat them up there.
No.
Oh, yeah. I remember the foul trouble that we got in. That was so frustrating.
And everyone made a big deal because Uroš went off for 19 points, but he only had three
that
rebounds.
That was the one here, right? When he, or was that up there? He had 19.
He had 19 here, but Oscar Tshiebwe absolutely handled him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
And they were a 60. That was, like, somewhat of an off year for him.
Yeah. Somehow we were the best team in Tennessee history, but we were, like, fifth in the conference.
So, you said the line's going to be six and a half points. Is that what you said earlier in the show?
That's what I think it'll be.
They don't drop that until, like, what, day of?
They'll probably drop it tonight at some point this afternoon. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm really surprised Tennessee's that big of a favorite. I mean, I figured it'd be about 3.5-point favorite.
That's what I was thinking. They were 1.5 up there, favorites over us.
I was
there.
Just surprised by the analytics. The analytics said that we have an 85% chance to win this game. I don't know what the projected score.
I mean, if you were to look on paper, I mean, are they more talented?
Probably.
Like, just as a roster standpoint?
From a roster standpoint, yeah, they're probably talent deposits a lot better than ours.
I mean, they've got, according to mock drafts, they got two top 10 picks with Shepherd and Dillingham right now.
It doesn't matter. They can't do anything with them.
I mean, Dillingham ate our lunch last time.
Yeah.
I bet Tennessee does a better job on Dillingham this time.
Yeah, they let him shoot, and he was I don't know what his percentage was, but he was like 7-9 or something like that last time we played him. He couldn't miss. He kept him in the game in the first half there for a little bit.
Well, he is quick as a heat-up. There's no doubt about that.
And Shepherd's a lot better than I thought he'd ever be coming out of high school.
Boy, you saw Dillingham in high school?
No, I'm Shepherd, Reed Shepherd. You look at his high school game, I mean, he was a highly – I don't even think he was a McDonald's All-American that Calipari usually gets just because his dad was so good. I think he's there, but you watch him play, he's as good as anybody in the conference. And they got Reeves, too, who everybody thought was going to be SEC Player of the Year a couple weeks back.
Well, there's one thing about Canucks, got SEC Player of the Year wrapped up now.
I would say so, yeah.
I don't even know you make an argument for
anybody
else.
Alabama's folding like a cheap tent. It's they lost three out of the last four games or two out of the last three, something like that.
Yeah, with that offensive genius, too. Nate Oates.
Alabama, they looked awful against Florida because we broke their soul going in there and beat them in their own gym.
Yeah, Florida's surprisingly, though, pretty tough. I mean, they'll be a tough out in the SEC tournament in March, I think. They know how to rebound and things like that.
Yeah, they sling a lot of threes up. They're sort of similar to Alabama, except they do have better inside players than Alabama does.
Yeah.
They got some depth.
Right now, if the SEC tournament started, I think we'd get the winner of A&M and LSU if it started today.
Well, good. That'll be
And then we get winner of Kentucky-Alabama in the semis.
Winner of Kentucky-Alabama. Huh.
If it all works out.
Kentucky twice and –
We could, yeah. I mean,
in
all
7 days.
Yeah. There's four teams with the same record right now, 2 through 5, I think, in the standings. At, I think, 12-5, something like that?
Yeah. Well, that's the reason they're racing. We need to win tomorrow, because we were on a winning streak. And
I think you can lock in the one seed if you win Saturday. It'll be interesting to see what happens if you were to lose.
Yeah, if you win Saturday and then you win the first game.
Yeah, I think you're solidified.
Say if you lose your next game, which would be, the Saturday game, that gives you some rest. I really don't care about the SEC tournament, but that number one seed is the only thing I'm worried about. And Arizona beat UCLA last night.
Yeah, they won by, 23, 25, something like that. They jumped out on them early and just coasted.
It's atrocious league, though.
There's not another ranked team. I think Washington State was ranked 20th going to last night, and they lost. So they won't have another ranked team in their conference.
Well, Washington State lost. I was watching a little bit of that for.
Yeah, they lost to Washington, I think it was.
After I watched the mention kicked off.
Yeah. Yep, so that Washington State ended up losing at home to Washington.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, if you want to get good sleep, just watch the mention and make a speech. See ya.
Apparently, Lincoln Riley was murdered by an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, that's so sad that last night. Or I didn't even watch it, but I mean, like, you just – all the clips on X or whatever, just like –
I mean, it's disgusting at this point. I can't even believe that we allow it to go on. Let's get Rusty in here next before we hit a break. Rusty, what's up, man?
Philly's just so right that number one seed's all that matters. I don't know that I mean, I want to beat the heck out of Kentucky. I want to win the SEC tournament, but I don't even know. I also think I look back at Bob Huggins and Kenyon Martin, and I'm like, I bet they sure as heck wish they would have just played the walk-ons in their conference tournament that year. You know, yeah. So all that matters is that number one seed.
And that's what we're going to get. That's all we need to worry about is right. Getting that number one seed, because it really does. Like, people say it's just a number beside your name. No, I mean, it can exponentially increase your chances of getting not only to the second weekend, but getting to the Final Four. Like, your chances go up exponentially by locking in that number one seed.
Was there even a one seed in the Final Four last year, though?
UConn? No, they were like, UConn was a four, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was just wondering. It's getting harder and harder, though, this day and age. You know, I mean, yeah. We saw teams now are losing to 16 seeds. You know, I mean, you look at our 8-9 matchup. If we were to one seed right now, it's like he might have to play Texas in the second round. Imagine that. You know? So, you know, Gonzaga's an 8 seed in one region. You know, Michigan State. You know, those are quality March teams that
you might see. Teams that you don't want to see. Like, that's a big thing. You don't want to see those teams.
Some 7-10s seem weaker than the 8-9s, you know. So a 2-seed isn't necessarily a horrible thing, you know. So, I don't know.
No, you're right. Hey, so whenever we're going to troll Kentucky fans, which I'm all for, can we let Titans Billy in on the joke, for crying out loud? Somebody, like, text him and be like, hey, so we're messing with Kentucky people. Don't get involved.
We're not. That's the thing. Like, we're not actually belittling a job.
Right. Of course. Just tell him to go back to watching, you know, Little House on the Prairie or whatever it is he's doing, and you know,
he's watching BET.
Oh, my God.
That's his favorite channel. I heard him tell John Reed that.
Oh, my God. Is it retro BET?
He likes Tyler Perry. He likes Tyler Perry stuff.
Okay, I get that.
Respect, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
And then last thing. Not with you. Last thing about the ball game the other night. You know,
yeah.
South Carolina played us the exact same way they played us in Knoxville. They took the exact same amount of three-pointers as they did in Knoxville.
I didn't even notice that.
I went back and looked at the stats. They didn't shoot it as well, and we shot it better, or we didn't miss 14 bunnies or whatever it was. But they don't really try to post or enter the ball in the post. They want to use the shot clock, drive the basketball. If you leave them open, finish at the rim, or they like to kick it out to an open three if you crash off of him. That's their offense, what they do. They don't – and their big guys score on rebounds and putbacks more than anything. They're not a post-entry team, and they didn't really make any attempt to. It wasn't a game plan thing, really. It was just shots didn't fall, and we played better on offense.
They feel like us from last year, just struggling to score, but their defense just keeps them in ball games, and they get just enough offense. I mean, we were historically good last year, but they're – I mean, you know – our offense has been so good, you don't even realize we're third in the country in defense. You know, like, we made that jump, you know, but being third in defense, you know. But South Carolina just kind of has that feel. They just stay in ball games because of their defense, and then they get a little bit of offense, and they've won these ball games. And just well coached.
And they limit how many possessions are going to be played in the ball game because they try to get the shot clock under 5 seconds every offensive possession.
Yeah.
So points become even more to premium, and when you're a good defensive team, that works great. Being a team that plays tempo and being top 10 in up-tempo and being top 10 defensively, that's way more impressive.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yeah. And we've been that team like South Carolina since the Grant and Admiral team. I mean, Barnes went from having the number one offensive team in the country with Grant and Admiral, but that defensive team was like 45th. So the next year, we were the polar opposite, and we've been the polar opposite since. And then this year, finally, we're top 5 in defense and top 20 in offense, which is the sweet spot. That's where teams win national championships.
That's going to be crucial
anyway
down the stretch.
All right. I guess that's about all I have.
You got any gambling picks for us tonight, Rusty? I know you've been talking with our friend Lee and, of course, Joshy. He's going to call in and give us some picks here in the meantime, I'm sure.
I don't know of a single sporting event that's taking place tonight. Give me something that's going on tonight in the sports world. There's no EPL on Fridays. There's no college basketball. I mean, there's some conference tournaments, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a conference tournament I'll tune into, but I'm not going to watch regular season NBA. I don't know. I don't have a clue what would be watchable sports wise tonight. Do people bet on SmackDown? Is that on still?
Oh. SmackDown
betting?
Is
there a truck race or anything?
Tonight, yes.
You got two ranked college teams in action. You got Dayton and San Diego State.
Hey, Jack, is John out there still?
All right.
No. Oh, man.
I'm in. Dayton and San Diego State.
Dayton plays VCU and San Diego State plays Boise State.
Go but Rams.
Those are the two. There's two ranked teams. They don't play each other, but they're both in.
I thought we had a ranked matchup for a second. So Jake and I agreed that I would start paying attention to, like, auto racing. But he would have to give football a chance, and he said he agreed to it. Neither one of us have actually followed through on our agreement yet, though.
Tell me a matchup to watch this weekend, and I'm watching it.
Oh, Sunday, man!
And what color do I need to wear?
Maybe the two best teams in the world play on Sunday morning. Manchester City and Liverpool. I mean, they're first and second place, right, and the best league in the world.
I will give football a chance.
Or, you know,
the crowd will be incredible. It'll be a very college football-esque atmosphere in the stadium. It'll seem raucous, and just look at that and then watch how hard these guys go after each other Sunday morning.
Or if you're interested, too, I'll throw another team out there. Wrexham AFC plays tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
What?
It's a team I – you know,
because
I'll be
of the TV look, show? Look, you look, watch look. The TV show?
Nah, hang on a minute. So here's what's happened. I'll give you my football rundown. I watched the documentary that they did, All or Nothing, where they followed Man City. That's where I started watching.
That's a lot of those, yeah.
Of course, I watched, you know, U.S., you know, soccer and all that. But mm-hmm. I watched that documentary. It was a great documentary. I love Pep, and I am still a fan of Man City. I started watching the Wrexham documentary and became a fan of those guys just because, you know, a small town having an opportunity to have the oldest stadium in Wales and, like, making their way back to the top. Like, they're currently, I believe, in the top three in the League Two football league that they're in, or they're third, actually. So they're third specifically, and so, you know, they finally get to this next level and they're about to have an opportunity to move up again so quickly. And so, yeah, I've absolutely become a fan of them. I think they got a great team all together, and, you know, Paul Mullen is he's super Paul Mullen, what can I say? So, yeah, I'm going
to
watch
the soccer documentary to watch Sunderland Till I Die.
Yeah, that's a good one too. That's a really good one too.
That's the best one.
I have that song, Marcus, in my my phone. Yes,
Marcus, that is a really good story, and it's cool because they're two leagues away from getting to the top league from a team that was, you know, pretty much thrown away not too long ago. It's cool.
It's crazy.
And at least it's two guys. At least the guys that bought that club made their money, mm-hmm. you know, without supporting terrorism and blood money the way that Man City owners make their money.
Yeah, that's another reason why I've started slowly drifting over to Wales rather than Manchester, you know. But that documentary too is just really cool because they even talk about it. Like, spoiler if you haven't watched it, please watch Welcome to Wrexham. They even kind of say, like, oh, so if we don't get promoted, we're out of our own, like, thousands of dollars that we put into this. We potentially lose thousands and thousands of our own money. Yeah, they're putting it all up on themselves, and, you know, I think that's really cool. And what's nice about the documentary too is that you see them in it, obviously, but they also kind of take a step back and let the documentary speak for itself with the with the club and then the and the city of Wrexham, which is cool. Very, you'd like Wrexham, Jake. Well, actually, they're coal miners.
Jake is a Liverpool supporter from now on.
Yes.
Hey, I got a bet for you. I'm taking the 9 truck tonight. I don't know who it is, but I'm all in on the 9 truck.
Rusty's all in on the 9. Rusty, we appreciate you calling in, man. We got to run. Stay with us. Hour number 2 of the G.I. Jake Show coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.
Are you tired of the same boring workouts that don't get you the